So the first question is, if we increase the exposure to dividend-paying stocks, how does that affect the stock bond mix? Second question is, will dividends get clobbered if they increase the tax from 15% to something higher than that on dividends? The first answer is easy. A stock is a stock is a stock, and I'm going to categorize it as a stock. You know, the Morningstar software that we spend a lot of money on every year allows us to establish a beta. And it's interesting, firm-wide, we have betas of 0.6. So what that means in English is the market goes down 10%, we're only going down 6 on average. Now, nothing's for nothing. You're going to leave money on the table on the way up when the market goes up. And that's, of course, easily explained by the stock bond mix. But I care about volatility. I care about what we talk about behind the scenes, standard deviation. How much does your account go up and down? And I follow very closely the betas in portfolios. So the point that I'm trying to get at is if I increase your stock exposure, yeah, it might be a dividend, but it's going to increase my betas in your portfolios, and I'm going to be concerned about that. The second question relative to taxation on dividends, you know, I'll just politely remind you about the 90s. Markets did this for most of the decade. Tax rates were quite a bit higher than they are now, and I think it's perhaps inevitable that taxes go up, at least on that area. But there's not much of a connection between tax rates and how markets perform. I mean, think about the second half of the 90s with ordinary income tax at 39.6. It was the greatest period of wealth accumulation our country ever saw, and the 39.6% rate didn't get in anybody's way. Moreover, capital gains up until 97 were taxed at 28%, so were dividends. So it's ironic that they lowered the tax rates on dividends and capital gains and the markets fell apart. So I'm not quite sold on that connection there. A good question, Doug.